Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago?
This is James Arroyo.
And this is Waylon.
Today is still Sunday, November 6, 2011.
Shit.
It's three shows, y'all.
In one day.
Shit.
What show is this? 350.
This is episode 396. We're just trying to.
Oh, 396. 396.
We're just trying to speed up that 400 show that we just keep putting out the. Do this for our show, and it's going to be. We're going to record all of them until.
Right. Remember, you're supposed to give us a call at 206-984-3685 or 863-666-0377 and leave us a message for our 400th show, whether it be dirty or gross or nice, whatever. Put your name in.
Only the nasty messages will be put into the contest, though.
Oh, okay. Well.
I'll find one, though.
This is going to be a shorter show, though. I don't think we should do a whole 30.
Yeah. But we do have things that we didn't talk about before.
Yes,
like
we do
your
have
near-death experience, meeting a listener.
Yes.
And what else was
well,
there?
Meeting...
Birthday.
Meeting a listener / podcaster. And then our birthday weekends.
Yeah.
So, you guys, I was almost killed on the road on Damon.
Oh, my God.
It was...
Tell us about it.
So scary.
Was this when we were back in Nebraska?
Yes.
Because we got a message, right?
No.
Yeah.
I think it was
Friday.
Before.
It was the Friday that you guys...
were gone.
It was Thanksgiving, or it was Thursday or Friday. You guys had already gone, though. So, you guys know where the Dunkin' Donuts is over here on...
yes.
So, I walked up Damon, walked over there, got a coffee, and I was in the crosswalk across Damon. It was green. I was able to go. So, I'm in the middle of the crosswalk, and then all of a sudden, I see this flash go into my glasses, and I'm like, fuck, what the hell? And I have my headphones in, or my... earbuds in, so I really didn't hear anything. And when I turn around, I see this guy sliding, and he comes like this far away from hitting me, like an inch.
Yeah.
I could feel the heat from the motor. That's how close he was to me. And I stood there for like 15 seconds because I was like in shock. I couldn't believe. I was like, and I really didn't see too much happen. I just saw the car like there, and I was like, oh my God, you know. And I had my coffee in my hands. And I was like shaking.
Did you shit yourself?
No, I did not shit myself.
I would shit right there.
Thank you, Kevin.
So after I get myself together, I'm like, okay. You know, I just start walking across the crosswalk, and the guy comes out. He pulls off the side. He's like, wait. Oh, my God, are you okay? I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to hit you. Are you okay? Do you need to go to the hospital? And then he, like, starts to cry. And this is, like, a construction worker. He's, like, in his helmet, like, concrete all over him. You know, crying. I'm like, well, you didn't hit me. You just scared the shit out of me. He's like, oh, I didn't hit you. And I'm like, no. And then another person got out of their car on Damon. It's like, oh my God, are you okay? Because I guess they also thought I got hit. I mean, it was that close. And I was fucking scared as shit.
That reminds me of the time that I was walking.
Were you in Nebraska?
No. I was just, no, it's very
this
similar.
This is about me.
No, I'm saying that this is how Chicago is. It just reminds me of the time that Ricky almost got hit. I'm kidding. It's actually about me. No, I was crossing. I was going to North End to meet somebody, and I went. I came from the Sheridan stop, and so I'm on the opposite side of North End. But because of how things work, there's like a five way intersection because that's where like Broadway comes
like
in. It's weird.
Road,
it's really weird there. So I take instead of going one block down and one block to the left, I go one block to the left, one block down, and then one block over. Mm-hmm. And as I was going on the one block over, someone goes right in front of me as I was like getting ready to step. They like it was like almost running over my feet kind of thing. It was so close.
So scary.
Fuck, I hate being a pedestrian in Chicago.
That nothing ever happened to me like that until then. And now I'm just like scared as shit.
So
I don't know.
Lori, my lesbian,
mm-hmm.
She actually had she won a settlement from getting hit while she's on her bike.
Really?
I think it was one of those moments that someone opened the car door into the bike lane.
Oh.
And right at the time that she was right there, and it flipped her over the bike and over the car. And
oh,
she
my
had to
God.
Have, I think she had to put some surgery and stuff on her hips. And
oh, my
it,
God.
It took, like,
crazy.
3 years for her to get the settlement. But
that's crazy. Yeah, people don't look when they open up their doors in the bike lanes, which they're trying to fix it so that people park, there's the bike lane, and then there's the sidewalk. So
yeah,
the cars, but the bicycles are protected between
a barricade.
Traffic and the parking guard or parked cars.
It would be nice because, like, even on Belmont here, when you're taking Belmont all the way to our house, there's barely room in that bike lane for those bikes. And you try to miss them, and you're going to get hit on the other lane.
Right.
You mean Damon?
Yes.
Okay.
Damon, sorry.
I was like, we're on Belmont for maybe 5 blocks.
Yeah, sorry.
I was just making sure.
But this area is better than some other streets I've been on, though. I mean, some of them I'm just like, I'm glad I don't drive.
So you didn't die.
I did not die, but I always close to shit in my pants.
You had a very interesting, eventful time while we were away.
I know. Y'all can never leave again.
Don't leave me!
I have all kinds of bad luck when you leave.
So your Christmas holiday is going to be really interesting.
Shit, I'll probably be home. So
there you go. Again,
it's going to be really interesting.
Really interesting. So what about this listener? Who was it? Who was it?
So yesterday, Tom and Terry, actually, he invited all of us to go over there, but you guys were busy, so you couldn't go. So they had like a pizza night, which was supposed to be a holiday decorating time, but we didn't see any holidays, and we didn't decorate, so I don't know what happened with that idea. But Brenda Boo was in town. She's another podcaster, and her show is called Hello Again. Hello Again, it's Brenda Boo. And she does that show with her and her husband.
Oh,
and,
yeah. I remember you talking about her before.
You said she was a listener?
She also listens to it, yeah. She's a podcaster. But she came to visit Tom and Terry. So they were like, well, if she's here, we should meet other people. So Lauren, myself, and Tony went over there to hang out with them. And we had like pizza and fried chicken and had a good old time. And she's a very nice person. And we talked dirty, and she's a dirty girl. She would fit in probably good probably here. I mean, she was telling us stories. She works in a hospital about like vomit and diarrhea and shit like that. And we were loving it. So
kind of like when Lori talks about cleaning people's junk.
Right. So it was fun, and Tom and Terry were there. They're always generous, as always. They spoil us crazy, like. Their house is really nice.
When are they buying the building across the street?
I know, right? Well, they looked into it, and the bottom part is for rent, for store use only. And then the two top three layers above it, there's no information. They're still working on it. But we saw people on the roof the other day. We're like, better get off our roof.
I just love that they actually literally went and checked on it.
Right. let's see, what was I gonna say? We just hung out with Tom and Terry's. Their condo is really nice. It's over off Lakeshore Drive, and it's fancy and it's cute. And you know,
oh, I thought we were gonna go out to the burbs.
No. It was here. Still.
Sound scenes.
I'm sorry, Tom and Terry. Well, I would have known it was here. I totally think we could have made it.
No, I couldn't have. That's why I said I can't be.
What time was it?
It was at 5, but you could have like came later. We stayed there till almost 11.
No, well, I personally could not because of my meeting.
He had to go meeting, and then sell raffle tickets.
How many meetings did you have?
There was a board meeting, and then a general membership meeting. And
the
then
meeting
I,
of a guy in the bathroom.
Oh, and then I had
he pulled
to
a Ricky.
What?
I said in a meeting of a guy in the bathroom, he pulled a Ricky.
Meeting of a guy in a bathroom.
Because Ricky meets guys in the bathroom.
But when all the time.
I didn't meet a guy in the bathroom.
It was like a joke.
Ow. Whatever. It wasn't funny.
Ricky thought it was funny. I'm sure the listeners think it's funny.
No, I had to measure a lot of inseams with raffle tickets.
Oh, you get as many raffle tickets as your inseams long?
Yeah, and I was told that I wasn't being dirty enough, and lots of large old people were lifting their ball sacks and junk up.
Stop talking about Big Fatty like that!
So I could.
And this is me. I'm like, oh, Waylon has to touch old people's junks.
It was a horror. It was. And it was a rubber fetish night because it was the rubber fetish ball is in town.
And speaking of which, the jackhammer, it looked like it got like there was like a lot of cops there.
Like 8 o'clock. Like there was a raid or something, but like a raid at 8 o'clock.
I just think the cops were there because they were in uniform and wanted to go down
there. Yeah, they didn't catch anybody down there doing anything at 8 o'clock.
No.
They need to go there around, 2, 3 in the morning?
Yeah.
That's prime
or
time.
Or 4, since they close at 4.
Yeah, but if they want to catch them in the act, then they would get them before they close, before they made them go. Yes.
3:30.
Right, when everybody's about to fucking come all over everything.
Right.
Stick them up!
Oh!
Cha-cha.
So what else were we talking about on the show?
Birthday,
yeah.
By the way, I do have a 1-star review if I wanted to do one.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Bradley, Kevin, James and Lauren.
James Leroy and Kevin and Lala and Kevin.
But to me, because I'm on the show.
Happy birthday to you. And many more.
You smell like a monkey.
Yeah, Mr. James Bradley, his birthday is 11-11.
11.
And it just happens to be Lauren's birthday within that same week or so.
11-13.
The 15th.
And then our friend Kevin.
Was yesterday,
yeah. So you all decided to, you all kind of scheduled a joint birthday drinks and dinner. Mm-hmm. And that was we had a really fun time. I now have decided that whenever we make reservations, and especially at that place, our reservations will be made for 9:30.
Right.
So that then they screw up, we can't sit down, and then we get free shit.
Free
like we did.
Fucking food. It was amazing.
But we have to
get the gay host.
Yeah, that too.
And the gay waiter.
Right. Well, were both the waiters gay? There was two of them, right?
Yeah, well, our main waiter was a little gay Hispanic guy. Mm-hmm. I don't know if the other one was gay, but he definitely didn't mind you guys talking about pot.
Right. Oh, yeah, he was all about it.
Because then he said something like, I'm not judging.
Right. So, yeah, we had, what is it, Cortino? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, Cortino's. Quarantino's. It was like a, it's like Italian.
We were in quarantine.
It was like Italian tapas.
Mm-hmm.
It was Italian small plates.
And we got...
Like, an octopus.
All kinds of shit for free.
$115 worth of free meat and free wine.
Alcohol and dessert.
Kevin, Lauren, and I didn't have to pay, and mm-hmm. it turned out to be $38 a person.
That's
with
good.
With 20% tip.
We mm-hmm. ate so
the fuck out of shit.
Much.
Dude, I was so stuffed.
So what happened is that we had the reservation. We had some cocktails before. We get there. We're all there like we're supposed to, so they'll seat us. And we wait for like, what, a fucking hour?
40 minutes, I think.
40 minutes, yeah. Well, they were so appalled that we were waiting so long that they set us in this private room that was just big enough for all of us, for all 14
well,
of us.
Well, the sign said 10 people max, and there was 15.
Right. And they charged $20.
14.
They charged, they're supposed to charge $20 a person for the private room.
Right.
But of course, we didn't pay that.
Did you see him smack me in the face?
Yeah.
It was hard.
Ricky tried to fuck with Brad.
Oh, my God. And he was pissed, too, because he was like, we are not fucking paying $20 a person.
I was like,
in this
what?
Room.
So I go in. We were all sitting outside because there was 14 of us. And we were just like, oh, God, we can't stay in the lobby because it's going to be fucking crowded. And so eventually there was a lot of people that left the lobby. And so a bunch of us went inside. But like I think about maybe 5 of us stayed outside. So, including myself. So, I went back in and I said, so what's going on? Because we were supposed to be sitting and having dinner at 9:30, but it was like 9:50.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, so what's going on? And Ricky goes, oh, they're getting us the private room, but we have to pay $25 a person for it. And I go, excuse me, what?
And I point to the sign. I go, yeah, right there.
And I go, but it just says 20. And he goes, yeah, but it's 25 for us. And I go, what? And he looks at Kevin. He goes, right. Like, right, Kevin? And Kevin's like, oh, yeah. Yeah, we have to pay 25. And I'm like, fuck you. And I slap Ricky's face as he's... But it was as your face turned. And so it was like, my hand wouldn't have slapped you as hard as it was if your face stayed still. But it was...
Don't hit friends.
It was a slap.
He went like, Waylon,
what
I
show
swear
do you think
God.
This is? Huh? The friends don't hit friends.
Oh.
So, speaking of, did you see George's card to us? The friends on the beach?
Yeah, I saw that. Was did so he put cute. Friends on the beach on it?
No.
Oh, no. Because he probably doesn't get that reference.
No.
So
anyway. Really, and they were butt naked.
You fucking hit me like hard.
I did. I'm sorry.
Like my lip was bleeding a little bit.
But no. It was worth the pain because when we got into the room, they're like, and we're like thinking, we're just happy to be sitting. We're not
right.
expecting anything because the place was fucking packed.
Right.
It was, yeah.
So we get in.
And we didn't ditch.
No,
we didn't,
at all.
I think that's why we got what we got.
Yeah, and the guy was basically like, oh, so we've given you a couple liters of wine.
Liters, not bottles.
Liters. And some free meat. And we're like, what the hell fuck is free meat?
Mm-hmm.
So when we get in there, they actually had a wonderful plate of like different kinds of salamis and prosciutto and other Spanish or I mean, Italian uh-huh. meats. And then like, you know, what was that on our plate?
The jelly stuff.
Like a little jelly and some pickled cucumbers mm-hmm. and
yeah.
something else. And then they brought in that cheese plate for the vegetarians
right.
with some other extra stuff.
Mm-hmm. I didn't realize Tony was vegetarian, by the way.
He's not vegetarian by choice. I mean, he eats chicken, but he can't eat any red meats because there's a protein in the meat that causes his lungs to collapse.
Oh
shit!
Yeah, so he can't have any red meats.
I guess he can't have a run.
No ham, nothing like that.
Sad.
It is sad, but like no. We were walking up the stairs today, he's like, "Smells something." I'm like, "Yeah, it smells like meatloaf." He goes, "I've never had meatloaf." I'm like,
maybe
but I guess he could have it with turkey burger.
You can make him a turkey meat.
Yeah. And I was like, he's like, and then like one day we walked into a restaurant. I was like, God, do you smell like the steak cooking? He's like, yeah, I guess. I mean, he knows what it is, but he's never tasted it. Because, I mean, they found out about it when he was like 4 years old.
So no
which to me,
biscuits and gravy for you. Unless it's
just for you.
Right. Which is amazing to me because he is an older person. And to me, for them to find that out at 4 years old, kind of crazy.
Yeah, like, that's pretty sad.
Oh, that they were that smart then?
Yeah.
So we sit down.
Mm-hmm.
We order some drinks.
We have a free
We
meal.
Have the free wine, which actually was a lot of wine.
It was.
And
we
then,
actually, they
and
gave
then
us
they gave
two
us
more
refills. And then I thought I bought a bottle, but I think they may have comped that too. Like a liter, because the white I ordered.
Right.
Because I'm like, I'm going to order some white because this wine's not going to last any.
This is the best part. So we have these little glasses for our wine glasses, right? And then we have our water glasses, which are taller. And I look over to Waylon and he's like pouring, like, I knew that it was wine, but I was like, oh, he's pouring it in his water cup. I was like, wait, you're pouring your wine in your water cup? He goes, no. He's like, fuck that shit. I'm going to drink it out of the big glass. And I was like, oh,
well, yeah,
okay.
And that's also why I ordered a bottle. I'm like, well, I'll just throw in the $20 for the liter or whatever because I'm tired of filling up those little bottles, those little tiny glasses.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna...
By the way, Joe, thanks for the wine. That was good.
Yeah, we had that wine the last two shows. Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we all ordered those small plates, and it was like everything from just like a spicy spaghetti to lasagna to pizzas, but then there was
dates wrapped in bacon,
prosciutto, the same
oh,
damn thing.
Yeah.
But it was good.
Yeah. Oh god, it was so good.
The polenta fries were good. You all have that calamari, and then
I know
the
you.
Octopus.
I know you
I
guys.
Didn't eat octopus.
I did, and it was actually really good. I can't do like the raw octopus that you get at sushi restaurants because it's just good, which is way too chewy. But this one was actually good because it was fried and it was a little crispy.
Can't they take the suction cups off?
And that's actually what I'm going to talk about next is I had one stuck in one of like it was like something like meat like when Waylon just made beef stew. It's like having that like meat stuck in your teeth like this.
It
was
a suction cup.
It was right here on the outside. So
I would
really
die if one of them was stuck on my tooth right there. And I was like, hey guys, how are you?
I eat octopus.
Well, my favorite part of the night though was Josh. And how appalled he was at the veal.
The veal.
Balls.
The veal. I tricked him. I made him eat one.
Did he eat one?
Yes. Yeah. And he goes, I knew it was veal. I was like,
I didn't
what did
that.
I tell? No, I was like, no. It's the pasta. It's from the lamb pasta. It's the lamb. He goes, oh, okay.
So I don't understand. What's the difference between eating a baby lamb and a baby cow? It's the same thing, right?
Because
they kill the lamb at young ages. It's not like they don't grow up to be 50. And
no,
kill
the difference,
them.
Veal, is they don't see light and they only eat a certain diet Mm-hmm. And so the big uproar.
But they still die early, right? Like, kill them at.
Right.
Is it true that they, like, they don't let them walk or anything like that? It's just.
From my recollection, like, yes, because that's them? How the meat is tender. They don't. They don't get the
muscle. The muscle built up.
Yeah.
See, I can't support that.
Yeah. A lot of people can't. I would never buy it and make it, but it's not. It actually tastes.
It looked gross. I didn't like the raisins. Well, it had that, cooked raisins on it. That was weird.
It wasn't in it, which was, I thank God. But yeah, the sauce with that was with it was very odd.
Uh-huh.
But no, overall, this meal was so good. And at first, and looking at the prices, they were reasonable. But I just remember thinking, like, I'm going to be so fucking hungry after the end of this. And then I'm like.
That's what I said. And I was
like,
full
and
as
then
well.
I was like, oh, my God, this bill is going to be so huge. Because when we first sat down, Wendell was like, we're going to get this, 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 this.
He was
this,
naming
this,
all
this,
kinds
this.
Of shit.
And I was like, how much did he just fucking order?
And my thing was.
And he ate it all.
I didn't know what to, like, order because I didn't know what other people wanted. And I didn't know if how we were splitting the bills or, like, right. how that works.
Really, really quickly, I'll let you know that the housing of the veal, there's three different types, touches, stalls, or grouping housing, where it restricts them from a lot of movement to prevent the connective tissues from developing. But it also prevents them from becoming vulnerable to diseases. So there you go.
We're going to chop you up, but you don't have a disease.
But Dan was really good about that because, like, he was asking around what he wanted because, like, he really wanted the lamb. And,
like, he wanted the lamb.
And then I was
octopus.
Like, oh, I would totally eat the lamb with you because I love lamb ragu and it was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I wanted the octopus, but someone else is like, oh, we will. So we kind of just started throwing things out, like, who wants, mm-hmm. because, you know, no one wanted to order something that no one else wanted.
Right.
Except I ordered those polenta fries again because they were fucking
those
tasty.
Potatoes were good that Kevin ordered.
Yeah, the potato puree.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Because somebody goes, what is this? And Waylon's like, I think it's just like fancy mashed potatoes. And the waiter, like, walks by and he goes,
pretty basically.
I didn't like the polenta fries. That's not my thing.
Oh, because I love polenta, though.
There's no taste. It tasted
did
like
did you
nothing.
Try it with the hot
have
sauce?
Have you ever had grits?
I hate grits.
Oh, did you have the hot sauce?
I had the hot sauce, and it literally wasn't that hot.
I like it with salt and pepper. I love
I just
grits.
Thought the hot sauce
it's
was
fried
good.
Grits. That's all it is.
I don't care for it.
Yeah.
There's no taste.
I just thought the hot sauce was good.
I like, can we get these dipped in cheese or something?
Yeah.
Like, I thought these were fried cheese sticks.
Right.
But I think that the best... So we were also in this room. We had a very large plasma TV on the wall that played The Real Housewives.
Well, it was
sports. It was sports before we got in there. And then I think when we were sitting down, they switched it to Bravo.
Yeah, which was fun. And then the maitre d' kept coming in.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to know where we were going for drinks afterwards. He was.
I love that. He was like this. Where are we going?
Yeah, where are we going? Hey. He was touching Rob's shoulder. He was like. Hey, and Rob's like, he just keeps touching me. And I'm like, well, he digs you.
And then I love how the best part of the night was, so they gave us, we didn't have to pay for some of the desserts.
By the way, the maitre d' did bring up the turning the TV to Bravo. He goes, I didn't know if you guys wanted to watch sports or not, so I figured Bravo would be fun for you.
So, like, I know, like, you had ordered a dessert.
I thought you guys ordered dessert, too. And so I ordered one of my own, and I was like, oh, I have to share now?
That was yours? That was just one dessert?
Yeah.
That was one order with
but the
two.
But the thing, it was...
You're supposed to
so
share.
So I ordered, I know, but it was my birthday.
It was his!
It's mine!
Well, and that's how he acted. He didn't tell anyone, no, I ordered this because I want this for myself. You know, because the whole night it's been we order, we share.
We all share.
And everyone's like, I want to buy it. He goes, and he literally gave...
A shaving.
Like, a tablespoon.
No, I gave the big spoonful.
No, it was not a big spoonful to some people.
It was the big spoon.
I didn't have a big spoonful.
That's a tablespoon.
The big
spoon. I did not have a big spoonful.
It was a big spoon.
You know, that's a tablespoon.
It was like a ladle.
A little spoon is a teaspoon. So anyway,
he served it the spoons that they use in the sugar bowls.
Yeah. So that was humorous. But then he finally did give more out, and then he couldn't eat the second one on the plate.
I just ate a majority of the first one, and then I just let everyone have the rest of the second one.
But when they brought out
the actual birthday present
meal thingy dessert for everyone, and we sang happy birthday, it was...
I have video of it.
What was it? Because we didn't have
bananas.
They did was they took like those chocolate chip cookies, and they stuck two of them.
They put it
with
ice cream
in the middle,
right?
And then they put a banana so that it went up.
So it looked like a penis and balls.
And then they took whipped cream and they shaped the head of the penis of it.
And let me tell you,
stuck a candle inside of it.
Let me tell you, It was the most realistic penis
edible penis ever.
I've ever seen. Because they did the perfect, like, head.
I wonder if they, I would have added, like, chocolate shavings for pubes.
That would have been good.
And then it was, and then we all just love the fact that we're all like, how did you know we were gay?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, no. When I
gave
no,
it to
no,
the
no,
only
no, no.
straight girl.
No, it was like, funny because when I asked that, he looks down at the table to Wendell. He goes, he's like, I was like, how did you know we were? I was like, why do you think we're gay? And he goes, I have my ways. He's like glancing down at the end of the table. It's like, oh.
So it was really fun. I guarantee you it will never be like that again when we go.
But it guarantees them that we will go again.
Yeah. Everyone needs to go. We need to write a review. Mm-hmm. But the
Cortino,
food.
They were very professional. The food is great. Oh my God, the service was amazing. Like, they were so accommodating for something so small and not even really significant.
Right.
A 20-minute wait.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was extremely nice.
It was almost an hour.
No. But, well, the reservations weren't until 9:30. We got there at 9:10.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. We got there early.
Which probably made them think that felt bad. They probably also then felt bad that we were waiting so long.
Right.
Well, I mean, I talked to the girl. She's like, it might be in your benefit to come a little early just in case. I was like, okay, yeah, that's fine. We'll be there.
Oh, it benefited us. All right.
Hell yeah, I did.
And then next time I go, I'm like, yeah, we were here and we got a $140 discount. So
I expect that.
We
again.
Expect that this time.
Yeah, it was a what? Was it like 118?
Something like that.
They comped anywhere between like 115 and 130.
Yeah, and it was all wine, dessert, and meat.
Pretty much.
And that bread
cheese
was
fucking good.
Yeah, they had.
How was that?
Oh.
The cheese?
I didn't try it.
The cheese was so good.
It was just, oh, you mean the cheese plate?
Yeah.
Oh, I only had, oh, the pecorino. The cheese plate was great, the best thing.
It's so funny you guys were so batshit crazy for that thing. There was this plastic little container, and it had like
a block of cheese
in it, and it was you
your
twisted
own
it and you grated
grater.
It. Yeah,
it was awesome. I was like,
I'm
Lauren,
not going to deny that it's
purse?
Awesome.
Lauren, where's your purse?
Right, I'm not going to deny it's awesome, but everyone's like, I've never seen one of these. This is so cool, and I was just like, oh, wow,
it was cool. Really cool, and it was nice that you know instead of the waiter coming. Fresh ground
like
cheese? No, you can put the fucking whatever you wanted on
Did
it.
Did you see me? I was just grinding it on the plate and eating it like this.
I was making like I was at a, you know, one of those chain Italian restaurants. I put it on my plate. Uh-huh. I put the red pepper flakes. I put the olive oil, some salt, some pepper.
I didn't see red pepper flakes.
Oh, yeah. There was. I think we had cracked pepper. Like
we had cracked
pepper
and we had red flakes.
On
rude.
Our end.
Rude.
You didn't ask for it.
I didn't know you had it.
Well, you didn't ask.
Rude.
Whatever.
Because we had the red, and then he went and specially got the black cracked for Dan.
Dan asked for it.
He liked black crack.
Oh, yeah, he loves black crack.
Ew,
so, how long have we been recording?
27.
Oh, shit. That's longer than I thought it would be. So, we had a wonderful time. There was, 14 of us.
Yeah.
And
happy birthday, Brad.
Too bad, we don't have more people in our group that have, birthdays in 1 month. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm the only March one, I think, right?
No.
Oh, no, yeah, you.
March 28th.
Oh, and Tony's is March 24th. Or it's February 24th.
Hmm. So, y'all, it's Bradley's birthday.
Yes.
And he really needs a new pair of headphones.
He does need some headphones.
I need a new soundboard. And
y'all, we need two studios. One at Ricky's and one at Brad and Wayland's.
We were talking about that. We're like, we should. Maybe think about getting a soundboard.
We're like, you know, there's that used electronics store down from our house. And they do have soundboards in there. I wonder how shitty they are and how cheap they are.
You can get a cheap soundboard, like one cheaper. Well, this one was a gift. So.
And it's funny because what you could do is you could just bring the mics and just we'll just hold them like this.
Oh,
please.
No.
Could you imagine?
I am not coming up on the bus with three mics. No.
Two turntables and a microphone.
It's hard to get him to come visit us with food that he's prepared.
No, that's true.
I come to your house more than any other people's houses.
I'm not saying that
you
don't
come to our house. Well, you also expect to be fed.
Well, it's because I do.
Well, I have to go all the way to Wisconsin, and it's already cooked anyway.
Whatever.
Well, yeah. And if I know you're coming, I do cook.
Like when I got to your house for moving, I was like, do you guys have any ramen?
Yeah.
I'm like, that's funny. No.
No. Here, hold on. Waylon, can you make us some?
Yes. Right.
From scratch.
Hello. I made this ramen from scratch.
There
you go.
I do have the pasta attachments for my KitchenAid.
You do. So you guys want to do 1-star review? And
yeah, sure. We'll do one.
Oh wait, so
it's a really short
who
one.
Who was the last one? And the last 1-star review was do you remember the name of it?
we're mean because you're stupid.
Yes.
Oh, we're mean.
Sorry,
because you're
sorry,
stupid.
Girls.
Girl,
so, ready
girls,
for girls, the theme song?
Girls, boy,
girls,
boy,
girls,
boy, girl.
Girls,
girls, girls, girls.
One star review.
Nailed it.
You're so stupid.
So this should actually be called no star review because they said no zero star question mark. One out of eight listeners found this review helpful. This was 5 years ago in August, by the way. This was from August 2006 from Fast Freddy 110756. It says, sad. A 30-something-year-old gay male who is mentally stuck at 15. No real continent there.
Continuity?
No, content. Oh, content. Oh, no, content. Sorry, I said continent.
Yeah.
No, like... no real content there.
That's it?
That's it.
Is that a film monkey?
I have no idea. That's not us. I don't know who that is.
Do you want me to tell him right now?
No.
No, we have to wait till the next one.
All right. Fine. Whatever. Shit. What? Fuck. I'm doing that to cover up their whispers, by the way.
Right. So I don't have to edit.
Edit. Did you see my tweet? Did you see my tweet?
Yeah.
So we just tweeted, Waylon goes, woo, a 3-episode recording tonight. And Ricky's like, yeah, that's right, bitches. And I was like, I'm kind of regretting this. I have a lot of editing to do now.
Did you notice how there was no editing in the shows and how there was no show notes in the last two? None.
How do you guys
Ricky's
like
busy,
that?
No show notes.
Speaking of shit like that, how do you guys, as listeners... like our new outros.
Yes. We made those all in one day.
We need to create some new ones.
Yeah.
Those are fun.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
One part cracks me up every time. And when we're doing that porno one, and he's like, what's that?
What's that? By the way, that's going to be the outro to this one. So
it cracks me up. What's that?
What's that? Yeah. Do you like that? I love how we're at the end. We're both all like, and then all of a sudden, and then you're just like,
oh, yeah.
At the end of it, you're just like, I want to be solo.
We should do a big fatty tribute for one of our outros. I don't know how we would
burp
do it.
Burp that shit up. Or fart.
No.
Say,
no. Vulgar.
No.
Call us
yes!
at.
Yes.
We'll just play the app sound.
Right.
Every other word.
That's our outro. Right. Give us a call at. Yes.
You can also email us at
don't give it away yet. I think we actually should record it next.
That's my favorite.
We love
that.
That's
so
that
is vulgar.
I shared that with my brother and sister at the wedding.
Did you tell them about our show?
Yeah,
oh,
they know about our show.
Yeah, okay.
They're not really...
I just thought that your aunt would actually listen to it, and I called her drunk on the last episode.
I doubt she's going to listen to this.
That will be the one she listens to.
Yeah.
And well, then you'll no longer be...
So I'll just touch on that really quickly, though we're trying to wrap up. So
I was going to tell you to do it right at the end of the Halloween one.
Yeah, so at the wedding, I was his aunt's date who lives with his family. She lives in the basement in his old room.
Mm-hmm.
She's a little dramatic, and she likes to drink, and no one else in the house really drinks.
Right.
Due to, you know, past whatever, and they just don't drink. Well, she, every story she tells, talks about how she, luckily she had extra time to go grab a beer before her kid's graduation, or grab a beer before the game, and oh, getting drunk, and whatever. And it's one of those sad things where she knows there's people there that drink, so it was like, how can I get you to drink with me? So she wanted me to agree to go pre-drink before the wedding, leave the while we were waiting before the wedding to go drink and get something to eat. If there wasn't an open bar, but it ended up being an open bar, leave in between the wedding and the reception to go get a drink. Like, yeah.
Wow.
It ended up being an open bar. She drank a lot of beer. So much so that the whole family felt that she shouldn't drive home.
Oh, no. Nice.
So, Bradley's stepdad took her keys.
It was really big drama, and she got really upset. She's like, and she's telling my mom before she leaves, she's like, no, it's fine. I understand. It's Halloween weekend. The game was this weekend today too. Downtown's gonna be crazy. There's a lot of cops. I understand. It's fine. Whatever. I'm not upset.
And then she was really upset. So I drove.
I love the fact that right before we left, by the way, she was putting her canned beer in her purse.
And then she
tips
it
over and she's like, it's fine. And she picks it up. And I was like, oh, it did spill.
And I was like, you totally just spilled your beer in your purse. It's fine. It's fine. Oh, it's not fine. So I drove her vehicle home with his youngest brother,
the younger one,
who
the one
is
that didn't
16,
get married.
Home. This woman talked my fucking ear off, and it was I was Dr. Phil.
Oh God!
My family hates me.
My
they
poor brother.
They think I'm a problem. And turn to the turn. I know, Adam. I know you must be disappointed in me. You must hate me right now. But I'm sick and tired of blah, blah, blah. I have to pee now. Okay, when you get up to the light, you're going to turn left, and we're going to go in there. I'm going to go pee. And then she goes in, and I'm like, Adam, I guarantee you she's going to go buy booze. And she did. She bought a 40.
Oh, my God.
And then she stopped smoking. And she's like, I need to smoke. I fucking need to smoke. This whole, I'm stressed. It's pissed me off. I'm like, no, you quit. Do not smoke. I'm just going to buy for one cigarette. Bullshit. No. She literally went in, she went pee, and bought cigarettes and booze. She made us wait while she smoked a cigarette outside and then chugged her beer, and then we took her
home. A 40? She chugged a 40?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was really, really special. I bonded. Yeah, I was like, it's okay. Your family loves you. They're just worried about you. Your nephew isn't disappointed in you. And then it was all, then it got into her children, and I've raised my children to love everyone. Blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, God.
Kill yourself.
So I think I have been initiated.
Have fun with that. Right. I like that Brad goes, one time when we all go to Nebraska,
Josh is all about it.
Yeah, because he wants. Could you imagine? All right. If Josh goes to Nebraska and meets your whole family, we're having him on the next show.
We have
after
to,
that.
You do realize if we all went to Nebraska, we have to stay in a hotel.
Well, duh.
There is no way.
Dude, like the hotels are like $36 a night.
They have gay bars there.
They have one
that has like gay nights. It's called the Q.
Oh. I guess they have gay on one side, straight on the other.
Yeah, my sister's boyfriend goes
the Bosnian.
There.
He wears pink shirts.
It's so funny. He goes, I go there because they play better music, their drinks are better, and it's just a lot of fun.
Well, he likes girly drinks, too, so he doesn't feel as...
Yeah, gay. Or...
Gay. Yeah. When he's at a gay bar drinking pink liquor.
Like pink martinis.
Yeah. What was that stuff called?
X-rated.
Yeah. He's like, oh, let's bring home some X-rated and drink it when they came to visit. I was like, what is this shit?
I loved it.
And I've never heard about it before. And he goes, and then they showed me, I'm like, that is the gayest fucking thing I've ever seen. It's this big bottle that's all pink, and it has a big old X on the front of it.
What is it? Whiskey or something?
No, it's a vodka. It's like a passion fruit
flavor.
It's
flavored. Like a fuse. Oh, okay.
But it's actually it has a
you can drink
amount
it,
of
you,
alcohol.
You drink
I like
it,
it over the ice.
You drink it straight. Like
they like ice. It with Sprite. But
yeah.
Anyway, drunk aunt. That was really funny.
Yeah. So much for a 30-minute show.
Right. We're out of here, y'all. It's like 9 o'clock.
Bye. You better be grateful for this.
But it's like
episode.
10 o'clock in yesterday's time.
And I have to like get like some stuff done.
This is Waylon. Goodbye.
Fine.
Goodbye.
Bye. Oh my God! Thank you for listening to another episode of File Monkeys.
Yeah, thank you. Right.
Like, we totally love hearing from our fans.
Like
you can
one.
Like give us a call at like 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-SUCKSUCKSUCKS. I said sucks. 0377.
Good one. Good one, Mickey. You can follow us on Twitter by searching for Foul Monkeys, Way Willie, or James LaRoy FM. Or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. With James of Roy FM at gmail.com.
Hurry this up. I got
a
lot of
not really.
Go on, man.
So you can also like find us like on our Facebook fan page like and us on our Tumblr like at foulmonkey.tumblr.com.
What about MySpace?
No.
Oh my God. You know, some countries don't have the Tumblrs or the Facebook.
Or the maps.
Or the maps.
But they do have iTunes. So head over to iTunes and subscribe and maybe even give us a review. Okay, bye.
Good one.